This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. For someone like me who has a complicated and fraught relationship with carbohydrates, the phrase unlimited breadsticks has always had an aggressive and hate-speechy kind of vibe. But for the purposes of this story, which is really more of an analogy, let's put that aside and concentrate on what the Olive Garden chain of restaurants is in the abstract, which is a crowd-pleasing and well-lit dining experience. And like a lot of what the entertainment business is experiencing in the marketplace, well, the Olive Garden went through the same thing. Same location sales declined, the average check size went down, fewer butts in fewer seats. Compare that to some disturbing box office returns, some surefire movies that turned out to misfire, a more competitive and complicated TV landscape. Well, it's really not all that different. People in the entertainment business like to think we do something unique, but it's really not. Some businesses have unlimited breadsticks, others have superhero reboots. Same, same, right? Now, when some private equity sharks took over the company that owns the Olive Garden, they did something a little different. They went to work at an actual Olive Garden. The new CEO and his team and the new board had to work a night at the Olive Garden serving Americans breadsticks and pasta and unlimited salad bowls. And yes, it was just one night. How hard could that be? But the truth is, for most of those people, my guess is very, very hard. Put it this way, when was the last time the CEO of a major corporation got barked at by a guy in a tank top for not enough ice in the iced tea? The result was that they learned an awful lot about their business. They learned what was working and what was failing, and they learned that it was hard to fix certain things and why. They learned to simplify their offerings, support their key employees, and especially they learned who those key employees were, and they learned that there's a whole layer in the organizational chart that is categorically and reliably full of crap. And they learned how to make more money. Now, the entertainment industry, which is also about butts and seats and a certain amount of gooey junk food, is also about to get invaded by private equity sharks. One of the biggest media conglomerates in the world, Viacom, is ruled by a 92-year-old man and an organizational and ownership chart that beggars description. And when he finally does allow himself to die, the whole company is going to be up for grabs. Time Warner, for instance, has already been tossed around a few times. All of these companies have pieces they can sell or swap or recombine. The next few years are going to be very rocky and also very interesting. So, free advice to whomever winds up with one of these fat assets that's underperforming, for whomever takes the keys to one of the many Olive Gardens in the, as they say, entertainment space. Get out of the office for a week. Work on a movie set, and not as a director, but as a wardrobe assistant, or a loader, or pushing the Video Village cart around. Hear a series pitch. Sit with a director of current programming and comedy during a notes session. Spend a week watching a pilot get shot and edited. Sit in on casting. Sit in on a rewrite, if you dare. Sit quietly and learn. Learn that it's hard to get butts in seats, hard to know what's going to hit and what's not. Learn who the key employees are, because they're probably the ones you've seen on the job, not at the office. And that's all the free advice you're going to get from me. Advice, unlike breadsticks, is not unlimited. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll turn movie stars into apps. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.